B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, you're on the air.
Oh, my bear. Hello.
Hello. Ahoy, you're on the air, sir. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Stan?
Yeah, this is Stan. Who's this?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Who's calling, please? Don't have to guess.
Yeah, you like to know that one.
So I take it you're not going to give me your name, sir.
Well,
you know my name.
Hey, you're Stan, man.
Yeah, I know. And you're listening to the show. You're calling in. I say ahoy, and you're supposed to say hi. This is Nick. Hi, this is Steve. And then you tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, this is Nick Steve.
Okay, buddy. All right, pal. That's great. Hold my beer. You're drinking right now. It's not 5 o'clock yet. You're drinking.
It's not 5. It is.
What?
What?
Let's try this again. Ahoy, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I've listened to you for a long time.
I appreciate that. It sounds like you've been a longtime resident of the area. It sounds like it. North Fort Myers, probably. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
North Fort Myers. I'm in the park.
So you live in San Carlos? Yes,
sir. I've been in a park since it was dirt road.
Okay, great. Glad to have you on board. What can I help you with today, sir?
Well, I've been listening to you for a long time.
You said that. What do you got? What do you got in your hand right now?
Well, what difference does that make?
Because you're obviously intoxicated.
Well, I you know that it could be something else.
No? Well, what else? I mean, are you sound drunk? You sound like a man that loves his beer.
Maybe you sound drunk to me.
I'm not drunk.
Maybe I'm the sober one and everybody else is drunk.
Oh, I tend to doubt that.
I remember you.
You remember me. Where do you remember me from?
I remember you from, where the hell was that name of that Marilyn Monroe's place with DDP, Diamond Dallas Page?
That was an old place called Norma Jean's.
But that's Marilyn Monroe, right?
That was a kind of a takeoff on that. It was a pink building, and it changed names and owners numerous times. It was a nightclub in town. Yeah, we had to do things back in the day. But, buddy, if you won't give me your name, that was 20 years ago.
Well, I would think you remember my name. I met you.
That's great. I met you 20 years ago. What does that have to do with now? And like, I know who you are. I don't know who you are. You're a drunk man on the phone. That's what you are to me right now.
I'm a drunk man on the phone now. Back at Marilyn Norma Jean's, I was your best buddy.
How were you my best buddy? What made you my best buddy? And it's a shame if we were best buddies. I haven't seen you in 20 years. What happened?
I don't know you. I've never seen you again.
Maybe I don't hang around in the same circles.
Stan?
What is
where
that got to
been?
I've been working. I've been here.
Where you been, you son of a bitch?
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
Okay, what can I help you with, buddy? You are drunk off your ass.
Yeah.
You got a job?
Can you prove it?
I can't. Do you work? Do you work for a living, or do you spend your whole day sitting around drinking beer and calling radio shows?
Well, back when you met me, I was a pharmacist.
A pharmacist? Oh, you were a drug dealer. You were a drug dealer.
And I delivered too.
Yeah, you're a drug dealer. You still in that line of work, buddy?
No, that was about 6 toes ago.
Let me ask you something. Can I? I wish you had a name I could call you.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah?
Sugar diabetes ain't nothing to have for.
I know that. And then, but yet you're around drinking beer. You probably eat a lot of greasy food, which causes you to lose 6 toes.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
What are you trying to say?
Look, you called me. I didn't call you. I picked up the phone. There you are.
First of all, I've listened to you for 30 years.
Okay.
I was there at Maryland, Monroe.
Norma Jeans.
With Diamond Dallas Page, baby.
Yeah, he used to be one of the owners of that. Now went on to being a big-time wrestler.
GDP put the diamond cutter on you.
Yes, he did. But what does that got to do with now? Why are you calling me 20 years?
Looky here. You wasn't too good to have a beer with me 20 years ago.
So
I remember I told you I'll look out for you because you're a brother to me.
That was 20 years ago. And seriously, I don't know you. Maybe if I saw you, we'd have a beer together. But I don't know that I ever had a beer with you.
You got to remember me because I stood up on the table and I said, I can lick any son of a bitch in this house. And I mean ladies. And that's back when you could smoke indoors.
I can tell you like to drink and you like to smoke, don't you?
Yeah.
Light one up.
You, Shorty. Here, hold a beer. Hey,
where are you? You're smoking and drinking with Shorty.
Yeah.
Now what about?
Not that you'd ask, but Shorty got out of prison.
How long of a stretch did Shorty do?
How long were you in there, Shorty? He hold up his hand like a little kid showing you how old he is.
Yeah, how many numbers was he holding up?
I don't know. Was that 5 or 6?
It would take another hand to hold up 6.
I don't know. I just, one day he was gone, now he's back. I miss him because he's like my brother. He's like my brother, man.
Okay. All right. Give Shorty my best.
I remember what I was calling about.
Yeah, what was that?
Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted.
What about Uncle Ted?
Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Dang.
That one of his greats. One of his greats.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Vote for him for president.
Vote for Ted Nugent for president? Ted Nugent's not running for president.
Then why is everybody all pissed off at Uncle Ted?
Because he was talking at an NRA convention about stuff like he... Wait, why am I explaining this to a drunk man? Why am I explaining this?
Go on, brother.
Do you own a gun?
You're doing fine. What were you saying?
Do you own a gun?
Wouldn't you like to know?
If you do, you might be breaking the law because I got a gut feeling you could be a felon.
How would you know who I ride with? I could be a Mongol. I could be an outlaw.
I thought you said we were best buddies. We shared a beer 20 years ago at Norma Jean's with DDP.
Well, then you should remember what patch I had on my jacket, you jackass.
They don't call me a jackass because I don't remember a damn patch you were wearing 20 years ago at a bar.
Because these colors don't run. That's why.
Do you own a gun?
Wait, you think I want to just go and broadcast what I do?
You've been broadcasting everything else. That Shorty's out of jail. That you're drinking and smoking and partying.
That's right. I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to talk about getting Shorty in trouble again. He's on probation.
He's on probation after doing 5 or 6 years, based on how many hands he was holding up.
Well, I think, he had to do 5 or 6 years for violation of probation.
Oh, so that's why he did the 5 or 6 years. What did he go in initially for?
Hell, I don't remember. But I know they pick him up right here. We're drinking right now.
So we don't want to...
He was drinking when he shouldn't order me.
Right. Yeah, let me ask you this. You're a married man? You're a married man? You got a woman?
Do I have a woman?
Yeah, you got a woman in your life?
looking around right about now, I think I got several.
What do you mean you got several? You got Shorty standing next to
you. Barry Beth, you want to go for a roll? You fat bitch, I wouldn't touch you with his.
Hello? Hello? Ahoy, you're on the air.
Oh, my bear. Hello?
Hello. Ahoy, you're on the air, sir. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Stan?
Yeah, this is Stan. Who's this?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Who's calling, please? Don't have to guess.
Yeah, you like to know that one.
So I take it you're not going to give me your name, sir.
Well,
you know my name.
Hey, you're staying, man.
Yeah, I know. And you're listening to the show. You're calling in. I say ahoy, and you're supposed to say hi. This is Nick. Hi, this is Steve. And then you tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, this is Nick Steve.
Okay, buddy. All right, pal. That's great. Hold my beer. You're drinking right now. It's not 5 o'clock yet. You're drinking.
It's not 5. It is.
What?
What?
Let's try this again. Ahoy, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I've listened to you for a long time.
I appreciate that. It sounds like you've been a longtime resident of the area. It sounds like it. North Fort Myers, probably. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
North Fort Myers. I'm in the park.
So you live in San Carlos? Yes, sir.
I've been in a park since it was dirt road.
Ah, okay. Great. Glad to have you on board. What can I help you with today, sir?
Well, I've been listening to you for a long time.
You said that. What do you got? What do you got in your hand right now?
Well, what difference does that make?
Because you're obviously intoxicated.
Well, I you know that it could be something else.
No? Well, what else? I mean, are you sound drunk. You sound like a man that loves his beer.
Maybe you sound drunk to me.
I'm not drunk.
Maybe I'm a sober one and everybody else is drunk.
Oh, I tend to doubt that.
I remember you.
You remember me. Where do you remember?
Yeah.
Where do you remember me from?
I remember you from, where the hell was that name of that Marilyn Monroe's place with DDP, Diamond Dallas Page?
That was an old place called Norma Jean's.
But that's Marilyn Monroe, right?
That was a kind of a takeoff on that. It was a pink building, and it changed names and owners numerous times. It was a nightclub in town. Yeah, we had to do things back in the day. But, buddy, if you won't give me your name, that was 20 years ago.
Well, I would think you remember my name. I met you.
That's great. I met you 20 years ago. What does that have to do with now? And like, I know who you are. I don't know who you are. You're a drunk man on the phone. That's what you are to me right now.
I'm a drunk man on the phone now. Back at Marilyn Norma Jean's, I was your best buddy.
How were you my best buddy? What made you my best buddy? And it's a shame if we were best buddies. I haven't seen you in 20 years. What happened?
I don't know you. I've never seen you again.
maybe I don't hang around in the same circles. What is that
got to...
I've been working. I've been here.
Where you been, you son of a bitch?
Hey,
well. I'm just kidding.
Okay, what can I help you with, buddy? You are drunk off your ass.
Yeah.
You got a job?
Can you prove it?
I can't. Do you work? Do you work for a living, or do you spend your whole day sitting around drinking beer and calling radio shows?
Well, back when you met me, I was a pharmacist.
A pharmacist? Oh, you were a drug dealer.
And I delivered too.
Yeah, you're a drug dealer. You still in that line of work, buddy?
No, that was about six toes ago.
Let me ask you something. Can I? I wish you had a name I could call you.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah,
sugar diabetes ain't nothing to have.
I know that, and then but yet you're around drinking beer. You probably eat a lot of greasy food, which causes you to lose six toes.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
What are you trying to say?
Look, you called me. I didn't call you. I picked up the phone. There you are.
First of all, I've listened to you for 30 years.
Okay.
I was there at Maryland, Monroe.
Norma Jeans.
With Diamond Dallas Page, baby.
Yeah, he used to be one of the owners of that. Now went on to be a big-time wrestler.
GDP put the diamond cutter on you.
Yes, he did. But what does that got to do with now? Why are you calling me 20 years?
Looky here. You wasn't too good to have a beer with me 20 years ago.
So
I remember I told you I'll look out for you because you're a brother to me.
That was 20 years ago. And seriously, I don't know you. Maybe if I saw you, we'd have a beer together. But I don't know that I ever had a beer with you.
You got to remember me because I stood up on the table and I said, I can lick any son of a bitch in this house. And I mean ladies. That's back when you could smoke indoors.
I can tell. You like to drink and you like to smoke, don't you?
Yeah.
Light one up.
Here. Hey.
Where are you? You're smoking and drinking with Shorty.
Yeah.
Now, what about...
Not that you'd ask, but Shorty got out of prison.
How long of a stretch did Shorty do?
How long were you in there, Shorty? He hold up his hand like a little kid showing you how old he is.
Yeah, how many numbers was he holding up?
I don't know. Was that five or six?
It would take another hand to hold up six.
I don't know. I just, one day he was gone, now he's back. I miss him because he's like my brother. You're like my brother, man.
Okay. All right. Give Shorty my best.
I remember what I was calling about.
Yeah, what was that?
Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted.
What about Uncle Ted?
Wang dang, sweet poon dang.
One of his greats.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Vote for him for president.
Vote for Ted Nugent for president? Ted Nugent's not running for president.
then why is everybody all pissed off at Uncle Ted?
Because he was talking at an NRA convention about stuff like he... Wait, why am I explaining this to a drunk man? Why am I explaining this?
Go on, brother.
Do you own a gun?
You're doing fine. What were you saying?
Do you own a gun?
Would it you like to know?
If you do, you might be breaking the law because I got a gut feeling you could be a felon.
How would you know who I ride with? I could be a Mongol. I could be an outlaw.
I thought you said we were best buddies. We shared a beer 20 years ago at Norma Jean's with DDP.
Well, Dad, you should remember what patch I had on my jacket, you jackass.
Dad, don't call me a jackass, because I don't remember a damn patch you were wearing 20 years ago at a bar.
Because these colors don't run. That's why.
Do you own a gun?
You think I want to just go and broadcast what I do?
You've been broadcasting everything else, that Shorty's out of jail, that you're drinking and smoking and partying?
That's right. I don't even want to talk about getting Shorty in trouble again. He's on probation.
He's on probation after doing 5 or 6 years based on how many hands he was holding up.
Well, I think, yeah, he had to do 5 or 6 years for violation of probation.
Oh, so that's why he did the 5 or 6 years. What did he go in initially for?
Hell, I don't remember. But I know they pick him up right here. We're drinking right now.
So we don't want to...
He was drinking when he shouldn't order to be.
Right. Yeah, let me ask you this. You're a married man? You're a married man? You got a woman?
Do I have a woman?
Yeah, you got a woman in your life?
looking around right about now, I think I got several.
What do you mean you got several? You got Shorty standing next to you.
You, Barry Beth, you want to go for a roll? You fat bitch, I wouldn't touch you with his...
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports, called Case Files at American Justice on A&E. In my nearly 40 years of investigating journalism, the one case I've not been able to solve, and to which there are no answers, is how these gentlemen are still employed. Here's Stan and Haney.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Standing. liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Hi, everybody.
It's all right. I'm in charge here.
It's sitting right here. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. I better get it out of there.
The moment's passed.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, that's not it.
That's what she said.
there we go. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
I saved the day.
Again. Stan and Haney show Monday.
I am so glad to see Dave here.
Really?
I thought he was going to need some time off after what happened to him over the weekend.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to say where it happened. This is evidently a true story. Over the weekend, Dave came up. We were all hanging out, Haney and Dave, and Dave came out all flustered and said that, well... Somebody did something.
Somebody touched him.
Dave, take us into a drinking establishment.
Yeah. I guess at one point, Dave was nude, and this guy tried to take advantage of him
and try to reach around.
Yeah.
In the men's room, you were nude because when Dave goes to the urinal, he
fully undressed.
He drops his pants.
Fully undressed.
You know how, like a little toddler who's learning to use a urinal, Dave will go and unzip his whole pants.
Yep. Just drop trowel straight to the floor.
And apparently, that was signaling to another gentleman that he wanted.
Gives guys the wrong idea sometimes.
Take us there, Dave.
Take you back, huh?
So you're there with your pant around your ankles.
Yeah. You know, holding on to my junk, standing at the urinal. Yep, standing at the urinal.
Because you had to go.
Yeah, I had to go, you know.
Yeah.
And standing there and hear the door close behind me. And the next thing I know, I feel a nice, just full handcuff smack on the butt, man.
Was it a smack or a cup?
It was a cup. It was like a smack.
Like a violent
like
cup.
Like a smack and then a...
Here, come on over here. This is a cup. Feel
upper,
that?
An upper
feel,
grab.
Feel that?
It's like a smack. Yes.
Look at Stan's ass and act it out on that.
Come over. Grab my ass.
No, that's all right,
no,
dude.
Come here. Show me what...
Come on. We need to know what happened.
Let's visualize. That my pant.
And then Stan can tell you what it felt like.
Yeah, it was the right cheek.
How'd it
okay?
go? Right cheek. Right cheek. And what? How'd it go?
Where we at? Right here.
It was like he did that.
Yeah, like one of those.
Really?
What would you call like that, Stan? He looked a lot less aggressive than he portrayed it before.
That was a grab and a chin. Here's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, go ahead. Grab Dave's ass, Dan.
Grab my ass.
Here's what I thought you meant.
All right, here.
This is what I thought you meant.
All right.
Ow! That's what I thought you meant.
No, it wasn't like that, man.
How long you wanted to do that?
A long time.
How many years?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that
hurt. That's what we call it. In the business of stinger.
Why, I got it.
But I was
violated. Did you say anything?
This show turns into the Three Stooges more and more every day. So that's what he did. Here, let me try.
So what did you say to him?
I looked over and I said, excuse me. I said,
excuse me?
Yeah, I said, excuse me.
May I have another?
No, I was like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, I just want to, you know, what's going on out there? There's just a lot of...
Then he started talking about people's fingers and...
Yeah, he goes, what's going on out there?
How he lost three fingers where?
There's just a lot of black shirts and long hair rockers hanging out at the
club. Two in the
club. And I'm like, yeah, man, we got a show going on across the street tonight, you know, and... He's like, yeah, I noticed one guy, his fingers were kind of lengthy. Is that guy a drummer? I said, no, man, that guy, he plays bass. He's like, okay. Kind of a wild
So
crowd.
You went and had a whole conversation.
He's talking to me
with
while
the,
I, but as, he's, soon, as soon as
look,
he...
Look, with the harasser.
He's already urinating. He can't cut it off midstream.
Oh, no, I did. I shut down.
How do you do that?
It was rough.
I can't do that.
It burned, man. You know? It was like screeching tires, man. You know?
Only women do that.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, what's up? And the guy proceeds to want to have a conversation.
So you just stood there with your junk out, not even urinating, and waited for him to finish.
Right. And then at one point, I'm standing there.
With your pants down at your ankles.
Right. And he's right here on my right side. Yeah. And he tends to do the old little footstep forward and look down into the urinal.
He's
trying to look at my junk, man.
Sneak a peek.
Take a little look-see.
Well, why didn't you press charges?
Yeah, why didn't you do something about it?
What am I, dude, look.
This is the days of Me Too.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Did you make plans with him later on that night?
Very funny, bro. No, man. I said,
so got him to go away? Did you have to threaten him with karate?
No, I backed up. I sort of, you know, I'm putting my junk away. I'm like, all right, can't you see? Just leave me alone.
He's so, obviously a predator.
Did you do the Shotokan stance with your legs really wide open?
I stepped back and I started waving my hand in front of the toilet to make the damn thing work. So he knows that I'm done. I'm getting out of there.
You know, so you're waving your hand in front of the toilet.
I'm like, flush.
That's the international sign for, you know.
So anyway, so check it out. So then the guy, finally, I go over, start washing my hands. The guy, he goes and he leaves. And I sat there and I'm
standing.
Wait
a second. After all that, he just gave up?
Yeah, he, I didn't give in, man. So
boy, you're a
out.
Real ice queen, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't you?
Get him all hot and bothered like that.
I can't help it. Look at me, boys.
Damn ice queen right there.
What did he want with you?
He wanted to talk about why all these rockers have invaded his country club, I guess, man.
Now, do you think it was sexual, or do you think he was trying to intimidate you?
No, I think he was completely mid-afternoon loaded. And just
Did he have to be for it to be a good idea to grab a man's ass while he's in midstream?
I don't know. Maybe he's one of those good sport type of guys, I guess.
Good sport.
You know, hey, good sport.
So that's how you took it, was good sport.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to
good
take
job,
it.
Sport.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense, Dave.
Yeah,
makes
good
none.
Job, sport. I think
your story is full of holes.
It's not.
And this didn't happen.
Okay, well, you're wrong, and it did happen, because I came out
now,
immediately
and
told
you. Now, I disagree, Stan. It may not be exactly that, but I'm convinced something happened.
It did happen.
Something happened, like the guy wanted to shake his hand.
Yeah, right.
We knew somebody who did that to Dan Marino.
Yep. Oh, so, that's true.
It wasn't cool, man. It really wasn't cool, because the guy was just too handsy.
But he stopped.
Yeah.
Well, he just wanted... It's
and,
like he
and
wanted
you didn't
to get
say
my
anything
atten-
about it.
Well, it's like he wanted to get my attention. I'm using the restroom.
How long did you have to wait before it was safe to finish what you had to do in the first place?
I had to
place?
Go into a clothes stall, and then I said to myself, I said, my God, and then some guy says, stop
third one from the left.
And then the other stall
tap,
says...
Tap, tap, tap.
Wide guy, stance.
The other guy in the other stall says, tough being you, bro.
So you had a silent...
Guy.
Auditory witness that was sitting down
on the in the other sitting
as
stall.
You were accosted.
Yeah, and he's sitting there listening
said,
to all this, and as soon as the guy
you.
Leaves, and I walk.
So
by
you
in,
did have a witness.
Yeah,
you just
there
didn't
is a witness.
See anything.
I didn't see him. I just saw his feet.
No, he just didn't see anything.
Yeah, he didn't see anything.
But he
just,
witnessed.
He
it.
Heard the actions.
We heard How the did, actions.
Yeah. Shut up, bro.
You got to take a break.
Not cool, man.
What you just described
just,
to me is
it,
not cool.
It doesn't sound very likely that a guy like that wanted a piece of you so bad would just walk away.
I don't know why the guy was just aggressively wanting to talk.
So was he still in the bathroom when you locked yourself in the stall?
No, at that point, he started to leave. Because I walked over and started washing my hands like, I'm done. Let's go. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro. I just can't win.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Hey.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today in about 1 hour. A special edition of... What's that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
I love that. Chance I know you love prizes. That, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
What's the deal with these pillows?
What pillows?
Those aren't pillows.
What are they?
Oh, no. Oh. Evidently, after we left on Saturday before the concert, I got an issue to deal with, and I don't know if I want to deal with it now.
All right, we can
it's
wait.
But... You know what? I'm going to save this.
All right, we'll save
because,
it. Because I got something to say about after we left. Somebody that I didn't get to meet because they got there too late got a beautiful Trump calendar. Yeah. That thing is awesome.
Lovely lady came by specifically to bring us you and I calendars. And she made a nice donation to the Stan and Haney draft fund
that
as well.
That was so impressive. Yes. I sat and stared at that thing. That's some
pretty
art.
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll deal with him. Somebody left us a gift, very nice gift. I'll tell you, her name is Lori. She signed it. Didn't leave a note, but I got an issue with Dave, and we'll talk about the gift.
It's too much to handle
right
now. It is
too much.
I thought it would be a quick answer.
It's not a quick answer.
I deluded myself again.
It's not a quick answer.
No, I'm delusional.
Because...
Out of touch with reality, Stan. Pardon me.
Always have been.
Yep.
Later on.
Nothing makes sense.
Later on today... The Wayback Machine.
Oh, I just glanced at the Wayback Machine and I see one of my favorite songs of all time that I don't think you're allowed to play anymore.
Which one is it? Show it to me on the deal. Number what?
Number 4.
Yeah, that's frowned upon, but it was a hit. Big hit.
See, I think it's not played that often, so it hasn't come up. But as soon as somebody gets a hold of it...
Yeah, it'll be another one of those.
And then Elton will have to put out a statement saying that he doesn't want anyone playing it. And but in the meanwhile, we can fly right under the radar and enjoy it.
Yep.
Like we have our whole lives.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. North Naples. The holiday season, like we got this week, and then next week, short week because it's Thanksgiving. That throws us...
I completely forgot, but I was reminded over the weekend that Thanksgiving is
just
coming.
Just around the corner, and that brings about the holiday season.
Now, that's next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Guys, nip it at the bud.
This holiday, before things get too busy, and before money is spent on expensive gifts... Break things off with her now by getting her the Broken Heart Necklace.
Oh, how sweet. Wait, is this a Broken Heart Necklace? Are you breaking up with me? Are you breaking up with me?
The Broken Heart Necklace.
Oh, you're so stupid.
With me?
I should be breaking up with you. You're an idiot.
It says so much, so you don't have to.
You loser.
But she'll have plenty to say. About the Broken Heart Necklace.
Here's your stupid necklace.
Nothing says we're done like the Broken Heart Necklace.
You didn't break my heart, moron.
Get yours today from Nip It in the Bud Jewelers.
Dave, you know that as well as I do.
Yes, sir.
That's something you don't say.
No.
It's their idea.
Damn right.
Yep. You know, before it all starts, before a lot of money is spent.
Yep. And it's always best if you can
idea.
There, that is an invitation to felonious assault.
Dateline San Marcos, Texas. So,
is that anywhere near the West Texas town of El Paso?
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
They're having food trucks out there and doing a little thing. And a food truck exploded. And it exploded so loud that the people staying next door were startled by it, grabbed their phone, and started filming the food truck exploding. As they started filming, another food truck exploded. Look at the fireball.
I guess
no one was hurt.
I guess we had a fireball of our own in Florida over the weekend. Fort Lauderdale, I guess two big yachts blew up.
Really?
Yeah. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. But first I went to the store for some cigarettes. Then I walked down the street where I lay. And I rested. It's a very involved, yep, long song.
It's a long
it
song.
It tells you everything he did.
Yep. Great Marty Robbins.
After brushing my teeth, I walked down the stairs.
To the cantina.
Yep.
Yep. Annie and I know this. Somebody like Dave, who's kind of a novice in radio, doesn't understand this stuff.
Stan, he's been on the radio for two decades at least.
Doesn't show it. But
I'll have you know,
yes,
he once was forced by a woman to apply for a job at a radio station in a different town.
Yes, he was.
That's
and
the
used
truth.
Us as a reference.
Yep. Didn't pan out.
No, it didn't. You sent it to the wrong station. Yeah. You went, they changed call letters like 5 years earlier.
You see,
idiot.
Dave is,
come on, man.
He is very experienced in radio. He just is highly specialized to being on our show only.
Only.
Yeah. Damn right.
But when Haney or myself or our production guy, Rick Peterson, it's an art to some degree. They say a picture paints a thousand words. Well, the voice guy and the music on commercials also paints a picture.
Well, they call it theater of the mind.
Correct. Here is a voiceover professional kind of doing a parody of how music and his voice can make you picture something. Like Haney said, theater of the mind. Very good.
This is the upbeat, high-energy radio sales pitch read. This voice will aggressively try to sell you on cars, trucks, boats, and cars with deals nobody understands, like $3,000 off with 20% monthly down pre-financing and zero APR up to 48 hours.
Woo!
This is the alpha male voice. You might hear this voice selling you on the merits of trucks, power tools, men's grooming products, and other man. This is the welcoming millennial guy next door voice. Typically accompanied by a folksy background ukulele and a simple percussive beat, you could be sold on the performance and value you're getting from a non-Apple tablet computer or the health benefits you'll get from a national fast casual Tex-Mex restaurant chain.
That's it. That's it. It's so true.
Yeah, I can't do that second one.
That's a tough one. Yep. You know, folksy and friendly. How many of you, I know Dave must have, growing up as a kid, going into the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hell
see,
yeah.
And you see the automatronic band there led by Chuck E. Cheese. They're doing away with it. Chuck E. Cheese is rolling out some big changes at all of their locations. Say goodbye to the automatronic bands.
No, I thought that was the whole deal of why we love it.
Now, they'll be replacing their tokens and robot performers for an all-you-can-play model and a light-up dance floor.
No.
See, but when you were a kid and you would go and it's birthday time.
Hey, Chucky.
Happy birthday
That's all done.
All gone.
That's your headliner.
It broke down one too many times. This is very cool. I have not seen this show because I don't think we get it.
I'm so glad you warned me.
What?
Because if I went into a Chuck E. Cheese and I didn't see that and I paid money, I'd feel like I was getting ripped off.
Ripped off, chipped. Brian Johnson of AC/DC has his own show.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, we played a clip the last time.
Well, why haven't we been invited on his show?
I don't know.
He's come on our show.
I know that. He has a show, A Life on the Road. Brian Johnson's A Life on the Road. And,
does he use Chain Gang on the Road as a theme?
I don't know that he does. But he interviews other rock stars and takes to the locations where, you know, they created their songs and all of that
Can
stuff.
Can you understand what he's saying?
Kinda. This week's episode, Brian Johnson is with Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler. And he's talking to Mark Knopfler. And
boy, that would be interesting to hear the two of them team up.
Kind of surprised him, too. They were talking about, he was talking to Mark Knopfler when they visited an old stomping ground of the Spanish city, Whitley Bay. It's in the UK. And as Mark Knopfler explained, he wanted to sing about places that were important to him. He was describing how Bruce Springsteen would sing about New Jersey and all the places that were important to him. Well, Mark Knopfler also sang about things that were important to him in the UK. And one of these places was Whitley Bay in the UK. And he wrote a song, one of the first Dire Straits albums, called Tunnel of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And over there in Whitley, England, they had put a concrete walkway with Mark Knopfler's lyrics, kind of commemorating the song that he wrote about them, and it caught him completely by surprise.
Springsteen was writing about Coney Island and Rockaway Beat and all of that, and I thought, well, one of the things that I wanted to do, you know, when you fall in love with rock and roll, it's all about American geography, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all about Route 66, and, you know, we all know the words to all of them. And so what I wanted to do, or to try to do then, was to try and put my little corner of the world into song.
This is the ultimate in recognition, young Mark. You know, the lyrics from Tunnel of Love.
Wow, had no idea.
And girl, it looks so pretty to me, just like it always did.
Like the Spanish city to me when we were kids. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it completely surprised him. By the way, you're thinking Tunnel of Love, Bruce Springsteen. Mark Knopfler wrote his version, Tunnel of Love, long years before.
At least 10.
Springsteen did. If you're not familiar with the song, here you go.
Your girl, it looks so pretty to me, just like it always did. Oh, like the Spanish city to me, when we were kids.
Where?
Dire Straits would not be played on the radio today.
Probably not. And you know what? The sad thing, when Dire Straits got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he wasn't there for it.
Why, his brother was?
No, neither one of them.
Well, did either of the other know that the other wasn't going to be there?
I don't know.
Because that's probably why he didn't show up.
Tunnel of Love by Dire Straits, 1981, off the Making Moves album, 1981. Bruce Springsteen's album, Tunnel of Love, not until 1987. So,
and I
6 years.
I didn't do that to correct you to be a jerk.
It right here.
I just didn't want you to start getting text messages that you said the name of the
Making
album
Movies.
Wrong. And you know it would have happened.
Oh, I know.
And then that puts you in a mood.
Yeah.
No good for anybody, really.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Probably not important enough to do that, but it was a judgment call.
I appreciate that.
So I thought, I don't want the rest of the day to be about a Dire Straits record.
Dire Straits was so big in the 80s. They had a lot of great music, and Mark Knopfler played with everybody. Big fan of Chet Atkins. Huge fan of Chet Atkins.
Could hang with Chet Atkins.
And you were talking about the Sonny Liston documentary. Mark Knopfler wrote one of the most awesome songs ever for a prize fighter about Sonny Liston. I think it's called A Song About Sonny. And pretty much the documentary in song tells you everything that happened to Sonny Liston's life. Look that one up. So, I think it's called A Song About Sonny. Great tune.
And you know, the weird thing with Dire Straits is I believe they were always big in England no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But Sultans of Swing, what was that, like 78?
No, that had to be a little later.
79?
Maybe.
I know it was still the 70s.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. And he kept working and recording and playing. And it wasn't until, what was it, 86, 87, with Brothers in Arms, that at that point they were recognized as a huge band because they wanted their MTV. And you get your money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yep.
And you do the walk. You do the walk of life. But the song, Brothers in Arms, you got to be in the right mood for it. But man, that is some compelling stuff.
Why would you ever ask, jeez, why would you ever ask the Juice, O.J. Simpson, about the Myles Garrett helmet incident? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Juice has an opinion about that. Let me see.
Well, you know, actually, you're asking
the Juice.
You're asking an NFL Hall of Famer for his opinion about football. That's a welcome change, actually.
I don't know. He, in a series of Twitter...
Do people even know how good O.J. was on the field?
I don't know how many people know how good O.J. was. O.J. Simpson was great.
Dominant in his era.
In college and the pros. In a series of Twitter videos, the Juice said he didn't think Myles Garrett's helmet attack on Mason Rudolph was that big of a deal.
It's not like it was a knife.
He eventually did say that Garrett did deserve the suspension, but also wanted to know why Rudolph wasn't punished for, quote, initiating all the helmet crap. Here's the Juice. He's on the loose.
The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. What bothered me a little bit, I gotta say, was hearing all the announcers become prosecutors and talk about criminal activity.
Yeah,
in baseball,
that,
they could purposely throw a ball 90 miles an hour at a guy's head. And it's reported almost humorously. It's part of the game. In hockey, it's part of the game. But in basketball, in football, it's criminal activity. It's thuggish action.
Why is it the guy who initiated all the helmet crap, why isn't his name mentioned in any of the suspensions?
And how is throwing your helmet in a hockey game part of the game?
Hitting
somebody over the head
Juice
with it.
Juice didn't play hockey.
No, he did not.
But I'll give Myles Garrett the benefit of a doubt. I don't think he set out to do that. I think at that point, emotions were surging.
Yep.
And he just happened to have something in his hand. I don't think he thought that through for a minute.
There was a Sports Illustrated article years and years ago. A hockey player by the name of Jim Dorey started his career with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Had a quote, and every athlete, I think, knows this. They were talking about, and this goes back to the 70s, they were talking about violence in hockey when the Broad Street Bullies in Philadelphia were beating everybody up. And He said, well, fighting is part of the game. He said, what happens is somebody will hit you with a stick or somebody will go and elbow you, and you don't think, you react. So that if somebody cross-checks you or somebody throws an elbow or somebody slashes you with a stick, you're not thinking, well, I take the penalty or go with the rules. You're reacting.
Yeah. You played hockey. I was involved with hockey for 10 years. And I think you'll agree with me on this. The vast majority of hockey fights that you will see are pretty much planned out. Most of the time, you even know that it's coming. Occasionally, there will be true spontaneity. Usually, a fight will be about something that happened a couple of plays back, and everybody gets set up.
The enforcer comes out and finds the guy.
Yep.
Yeah. But a true reaction fight.
Yeah, that's my point, is most of them aren't like that, but they do happen. And when they do, that's when it can get real vicious.
Yep.
That's when you see people get hurt.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. Your phone calls. I've got a local beat story, a sad one, especially here for baseball fans here in Fort Myers, local beat. And then I'll discuss Dave and the gifts that we had brought into the studio here. Because a very nice gesture on the part of a listener named Lori brought us some gifts.
That is very nice, and I think we don't need to have any more talk or questions about it. The fact of the matter is, yes, Dave was molested in a men's room,
okay,
and
that,
we're past
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Move he on. Was sexually
yes.
molested
yes.
in a men's room.
Yep. And he can continue.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. 277-9600. If you want to talk to us, coming up on the show in about 30 minutes. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. What's that
That's
sound?
That's a favorite of ours and a favorite of the kids.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
Whether you're 10 or 100.
And I know a lot of times we'll be dealing with different sounds. A lot of times it's animal sounds.
Yeah.
And I know Dave is a big fan of those.
Yeah.
I know he was fascinated. He was over at my place. And it was late, and he heard my hoot owl start going.
Hoot you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing's scary sounding, man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it does.
That's great. We're going to play
and then
the game
you'll
later.
Hear, and then you'll hear one answer it far away.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Bye. Bye. Jeez. Our friends at Xfinity are posing the simple equation. Big savings. Let's do the math. Shall we?
I don't like math.
No, but this makes complete sense. You can now get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month.
Oh, I like math when it benefits me.
Yep. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution.
It is all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes savings simple, easy, awesome.
Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet now with up to 100 megs for download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gig of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
277-9600. I got a quick thing from the local beat, and then we're going to go and deal with Dave, the waterman, and our gifts that were brought by. calm down. I've got a segment I'm supposed to do, Stan's local beat, and then I have to say the facts, and then you can defend yourself. Nothing. You will have your opportunity to defend yourself, okay?
But only,
fair enough,
when the chairman decides,
correct,
and in the manner he decides,
correct,
or he will gavel you down.
Yep, fast.
Not Adam Schiff.
Yeah, but it's just bonehead. Here's Stan's local beat for Monday. What's today's date? November the 18th. This is kind of sad, and those of you that are familiar with the Fort Myers Miracle, the single-A farm club of the Minnesota Twins, we're very close to the Miracle.
Yeah, and so many happy memories of the venue there.
Absolutely. This coming from Wellington, New Zealand. Former Fort Myers Miracle player Ryan Costello was found dead in his hotel room in Auckland, New Zealand, this morning. According to the Associated Press, this is what doesn't sound right. According to the Associated Press, the 23-year-old Costello died in his sleep from what they are saying, natural causes. Nobody 23 and is an athlete suddenly dies of natural causes.
No, that's not true.
Like what?
It's happened to many people. Not 23, but I was friends with his older brother. This guy was in his 30s walking his dog on the beach. And just dropped.
Well, sometimes it can have a congenital
thing.
And they
went in when they did the autopsy and said, yep, this was a ticking time bomb. This was always going to happen to him. It was just a matter of when.
They don't know. They got to do an autopsy.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
He had joined the Auckland Tuatara in the Australian Baseball League just a few days ago. Message from the Miracle. We are very sad to learn about the news of the passing of former Miracle infielder Ryan Costello. This morning, the Miracle tweeted, his home run helped lift the Miracle to the Florida State League Championship in 2018. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and the entire Twins organization. Costello was a prospect for the Minnesota Twins, and the MLB team also shared condolences on Twitter as well. So the Twins also made a comment about a life that barely begun. 23, passing away in his sleep in New Zealand, just joining the team over there.
23-year-old athlete with his whole life ahead of him.
Jeez, so sad. And he had the opportunity to play right here in Fort Myers. Now, Dave the Waterman. And I watch how calm I stay.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Watch how defensive Dave gets.
No, I'm calm.
First of all...
Why should he be defensive?
I haven't done anything wrong.
As far as I know, you haven't.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll get your call here in just a second. I got to get this out.
Damn flashing lights.
Yep. Very
Flankers.
Big distraction to me. So, and they're in the office. Cowboy came by, and they were there when we were doing the broadcast on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Brought us by some T-shirts, as he has done in the past. He's brought us hoodies and T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank him. And then Dave came to the radio station today, because after we left and doing our thing, he went over to Hertz Arena to hang out over there for the Five Finger Death Punch show.
I was surprised because Dave brought me a beautiful calendar that somebody had dropped off, and I thought, well, when were they there? Because I know we stayed late.
Yeah, I probably 5 minutes after you left, she came by. Mm-hmm. Very nice lady, and thank you for your donation to the draft fund, and great calendar. So Dave comes by and he's got boxes
And he says, and I go, what the hell is that? Gifts, bro, gifts.
Right on.
I haven't asked you to talk yet. This is my time.
Speak away.
Yes, I'm going to hit the gavel.
Unless the gentleman has chosen to yield his time, the gentleman has the floor.
Unless the gentleman from Nazi Germany would like to go and I have the floor right now.
Your time is suspended. The gentleman is not, in fact, from Nazi Germany. The gentleman hails from Argentina.
That's what he was telling everybody at the broadcast and said, where are you from? My family's from Argentina. Oh, really? By way of... anyway.
You may resume your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on.
So he's carrying boxes. I said, what do you got there? Gifts, man. Gifts. I said, well, what's there? And he had the T-shirts from a cowboy, and he had two boxes. And I said, what did you have these things all weekend? Yeah, man, I got them. They were coming by, and figured I'd bring them to you today. So he said, yeah, man, everybody's stopping by. They want to give you a T-shirt. They want to give you something. Okay. I said, where's the rest of the stuff? I said, did you pick through at home before bringing the stuff in? He's trying to keep a straight face. Richard, the engineer, was out there and saw the whole thing. He starts, as soon as I said,
I start laughing.
Where's the rest of the stuff?
It makes
me
laugh.
I said, did you cherry pick?
Yeah, that's what I did.
And he started laughing. His eyes started rolling. What are you talking about? Why didn't you take nothing? What are you doing? And even Richard's like, Dave,
give it back, man.
Give it back. What did you take?
I haven't took nothing,
and
man.
And he's sitting for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds, nothing but a nervous laugh, because whatever somebody brought us,
you wouldn't steal from us.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I opened
come
up
on.
The, I would
you
not.
You opened up. They were all sealed.
That's what I'm saying. We opened them up in together in the office.
And where's the rest of the stuff?
That is it, besides
Dave,
tissue.
Where's the rest of the stuff?
There is nothing else, Stan.
He took something.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God, bro. I'm telling you the truth. I did not
take nothing. Dave would not do that.
Yes, he would.
No,
I
wouldn't.
And he said that. I wouldn't
why?
Do that.
Why would I take something with your face on it and have to stare at it all
the time? Oh, I got that.
No joke.
If it's got our face on it, you wouldn't take it.
Right, but the other stuff he did.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. But no, I didn't take nothing, dude. You are so full of it, bro. I love it, but I don't care.
What did they
take? So why is he telling me that when he asked you that you were laughing and looking nervous?
Because I thought it was funny. I'm walking up with the boxes. I've got a bag from Cowboy. I've got boxes. I got stuff. And he's like, so instantly, first thing he says, so what'd you cherry pick? And I'm like,
yeah, what did you cherry pick?
I didn't cherry pick anything.
And he immediately got all nervous.
And I started laughing, like, come on, man, I just got
here.
And
then he said, I wouldn't do something like that.
I don't think you would.
I'm not. I'm going to bring us everything that the fans bring.
Hold it. So you're going to bring the rest of the stuff then tomorrow?
I said, what are you talking about? There is nothing else. I gave Haney the calendar. I brought the boxes in.
Okay.
Dear God, man. Okay.
You
not
said
cool.
You know for a fact.
No, I know for a fact looking at him. I can spot a liar.
Oh, my God, dude. I didn't do anything, man.
You lied. You don't lie.
No, I'm not lying, Stan.
He had to take the glasses off. He was all jumpy and jittery.
Oh, God.
Look.
Just bring it in.
I don't have anything else.
Dave will only lie if there's a very good reason
and
for
something
it.
To benefit
right.
him. Somebody bring us a bottle of booze.
Nobody brought
somebody
us a bottle
Haney
of booze.
Somebody bring Haney a carton of smokes
Nobody
or something.
Nobody brought us a carton of smokes. Look, I got Waterman 100s on me, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Yeah, you weren't going to go and do it right off the bat like that.
Oh, my God.
At any rate. Look.
Dave, is it true your real name is Doug?
What?
Is your real name Doug?
No, man.
But I want you to sell it for me that it is.
Okay, right on. Doug the Waterman.
How did you find out that your real name is Doug after all these years? We've been calling you Dave forever.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, where did it come from?
I don't know.
So how do you know that your name
is
Doug now?
It's not Doug. It's Dave.
You're throwing it. You can lie as good as anybody I've ever seen, and you're not helping me here.
Oh, sorry.
I want you to lie.
Asking you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to. Man, I ain't lying,
No, I want you to lie. So how did you find out your name is Doug?
Well, you know, a lot of years, my dad kept calling me Dave, 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 Dave.
That's all I've ever known you as, is Dave.
Relatives, I actually went to a, visited some relatives, and they actually said, you know, all these years.
That's a, he's because fake of, lying.
Yeah, well, because your birth years, certificate says Boy Waterman, yep, it doesn't say Dave.
And they just nicknamed me Dave because it was, you know, simple to spell, it's just easy to go with. And then I found out it was Doug when I was 37.
Just bring the
37.
Stuff in tomorrow.
I don't have nothing, jackass.
Just bring the stuff in. At any rate, what we did get...
Damn!
What we did get... Just bring it in and everything will be forgiven. You know what? It's almost like when the teacher turns the lights back out and says, whatever...
No, I know what your game is.
I don't have nothing.
I know what your game is, Dan.
My game?
Yeah.
What's my game?
Your game is as follows. You know damn well...
That Dave stole something. Yes, I do.
You know damn well there's a good chance that he didn't steal something this time. But you've convinced yourself that at some point he's stolen something.
You know for a fact he has.
And so that's why you're doing this. It's not about this particular time.
This time it was his reaction. That's all I can spot.
I laughed when I walked up, Stan, because that's the first... I just got out of my car.
Lay back in that seat and sit on that duff like you do.
He's not that good a liar.
Now,
no.
That's right, and he didn't try to lie. He just started laughing, and eyes started
I chuckled
around.
Like, yeah, that's funny.
Can I thank the lovely
lady? Yeah, please do.
Jeez, it's not
Why
about you.
Why do you accuse him of stealing?
Because he does.
He doesn't steal.
What's he do?
He may, like, forget that he's got something.
Okay,
that is,
all right. Sure.
But he's not stealing.
I'll let him escape with that. He forgot that he had it. It'll come back
Help
tomorrow.
Help me here, Dave.
It'll come tomorrow.
He doesn't steal.
He still has it.
There may be a situation where he forgets that he's got something of yours.
Yep. I brought everything in.
Or that he has
That you know of.
That you know of.
That was dropped off,
That you know of.
What are you, dude? You got
At any rate.
Dude. Oh,
anyway.
Why do I do this to myself?
And Saturday was such a big day.
For him.
shut up, dude.
Matt Mangus told me that it was such a big day that he received the dude bro man treatment.
Yeah,
damn right.
Yeah, it was a big day for you.
Dude bro man.
Yep. So there was no note. There were just a box. And we opened the box in the office, and it's signed
the box.
Lori. And she took our caricature likeness and painted them on a coconut.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, check it out, man.
Now, our cartoons have been around forever. Where'd the one of Dave come from?
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Now.
That I don't know.
Oh, this is cool.
Yes. Dave, she evidently knew that Dave would be upset and jealous without his.
Oh, come on,
And she
dude.
Created one for Dave.
Thank you, man.
This is really nice. Thank you.
Pretty cool, huh?
Thank you, Lori.
But thank you very much, Lori.
And you got tissues.
And a box of tissues.
That is
a box of tissues.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Let me take this phone call. Rob, who's...
You should put this up there by the magic 8-ball.
Yeah, I know. Rob, who's on the phone and everything?
I did not catch his name, to be honest with you.
Are you sure it's not Tom from Melbourne?
It is not Tom from Melbourne, I can guarantee
you
that.
It's not Scatter, is it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is John, how you doing today?
Hey, John, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was just, I love your celebrity photos, that one of Paul Rogers.
Yes.
From Bad Company.
Yes.
You know, whatever happened with that, why was he replaced by your buddy Brian Howell?
He went to join
the firm,
and they were going to dissolve a Bad Company.
There was that point in the 80s where everybody wanted to do a super group.
And the record company wanted to keep the money rolling in with Bad Company.
And initially, they were going to go with a different name.
But the record company said, no, Mick Ralphs and Simon Kirk were going to remain. Boz Burrell remained. And they found a new lead singer, and that was Brian Howe. And the record company wanted them to keep the name.
Oh, okay. That's understandable. How's Brian doing after his incident last year?
What incident?
You think that's a fraud as well?
There was no incident. There was none whatsoever. Has he moved away yet?
He threatened to.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, think about that.
What?
it's odd that we've spent so much time with the rival lead singers of Bad Company.
Oh, yeah. We know them both. We know members of that band.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that that very picture of Paul Rogers we talked about, that's the day that that I was fired.
Yes, it was. But we know Simon Kirk, and he was with both of them. So, all right, there's your answer. Dave, tomorrow, yeah. All
what?
Forgiven if you bring it back. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Cowboy.
So did Lori...
I don't have anything else.
Did Lori draw the picture of Dave herself?
I don't know. We didn't have a note or anything. It was very nice.
That's really well done. That is something.
What's That Sound is next. Chance to win some prizes way back machine later on.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 25, 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney.
Dave.
4 o'clock fluffer, yeah. Your emails.
You don't worry about a thing, brother. You keep on rapping. I won't let Suge Knight get at you.
No, I hear you, man. I'm just going to keep laying it out.
Hour away from the Wayback Machine. Take a look at the top five hits.
Is it What's That Sound time?
It is What's That Sound time.
Well, I better get ready then.
I'm going to play you a
sound. Come on,
Haney. I'm going to play you a sound.
Get it together.
Damn right.
We got a show to do.
Dave?
Yeah.
You be quiet until I ask you if you can identify the sound, all right? Just please. Please. You know what? I'm trying my best, but you're starting to get on my nerves.
Really? That's odd.
Yeah. Never done that before.
Huh. Wonder what it is.
Yeah, you're going to hear a sound effect. It could be an animal, it could be a person, it could be a thing. Your job is to be the first person to identify the sound. If you're correct, we'll give you a prize. Hey, kitten.
What you doing?
Here's what we have. Stan and Haney, Baba Kusaw, got a nice 10-ounce bottle for you. $50 to the pewter mug. We got a Firehouse Subs gift card. We have the 2020 Twin Peaks calendar with all their girls on it, looking all pretty. We have $50 to Link Seafood, Steaks, Tacos, Noodles, Sushi. Right there in Fort Myers on Summerlin.
Wow, is there anything they don't have?
They got a lot of stuff. Or your choice of an upcoming Florida Everblades hockey game.
Could I get a noodle taco?
You probably could. Your job is to guess the sound. Again, could be animal, human, mechanical. You tell me what the sound is, and you're going to win a prize. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Dave, if our listeners cannot identify the sound, I will give you a chance to identify the sound.
Thank you, Stan.
You're welcome, Dave. You're a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Yeah, good boy. All right, we're going to play the first sound, and then I'll release the phones. 277-9600. What is this sound? What is it? What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood? You say, what's that sound? Where did the good music go? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Here it is. Yep. One more time. Here you go. What's that sound?
That's not me, is it?
No. I would have accepted that guess, though, as a legitimate guess. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Hello there. What's that sound?
It's a pug?
It is a pug. You are absolutely correct.
Boy, that's awfully specific.
Nice job. It's a pug. Do you own a pug?
No, I do not. I had a friend that did, though, and
biggest mistake
I know how they sound.
Yeah, what a mess those dogs are. A pug.
Yeah.
What would you like?
I'm sorry, I had the radio turned down, so I did not hear the prizes. I wanted to be ready for you guys.
Baba Kusaw, Pewter Mug, Firehouse Subs, Twin Peaks Calendar with the Calendar Girls, Link Seafood Steaks and Tacos. We got Everblades as well.
I'll take the Pewter Mug, please.
You got it, buddy. 50 to the Pewter Mug. Hold on. That's how it's played. That's how it's played. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Here's another one for you. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. I say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Boy, that one's pretty obvious.
Yeah. No, it's not.
But I know exactly what that is.
What's that sound coming out of the hole? What is that? Out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Josh.
Josh, what is that?
That sounds like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
But yeah, it's not. But it's not. What's making that sound? No, not a clue. What's that sound? Oh, it sounds like Peter Griffin, but it ain't human. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, what is that? What's that sound?
That's Peter from Family Guy.
No, it is not.
Sounds just like him.
Sounds just like him. You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
It's dead on.
It is dead on.
I got it.
Oh, you do have it, huh? Why don't you put it on a piece
all
of paper?
Right,
what's that sound? Coming out of a hole in the wood.
I wonder if Seth MacFarlane has heard that.
I don't know. Let's see if somebody...
Is that right?
No. Damn. That is not right.
What did you say? A donut? Not a donut.
Not a donut.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Lawrence.
Lawrence, what is it?
Peter Griffin, but I'm going to go with a sheep.
A sheep?
Yes.
No, not a sheep. You say what's that? Gotta watch that accent.
Yeah.
The hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, what's that sound?
I am guessing a chair on the floor.
Good guess, no. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
It's too perfect.
It is too perfect. I'll take one or two more guesses, and I'll give you the answer. Dave, you're wrong.
Damn.
77-9600.
That's not a tuba.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mark.
Mark, what do you think it is?
That's Hillary Clinton, the night she lost.
One more, and then I'm going to give it away. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jen.
Oh, hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How
that's
are you?
Good. Doing fine. Can you name that sound?
I'm going to guess a cell phone on vibrate.
No. Good guess, but no. It's an animal. Dave, last guess.
And I'd like to
one more listen.
Just take a moment to correct that last caller. Hillary Clinton didn't lose.
Right.
Okay? She won the popular vote.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for Vladimir Putin,
yeah,
she would be president now.
Correct.
And that's why we have this impeachment going
yes,
on.
Yes, because with this fraud of a president.
Yes.
That is not true.
Yes. He is a charlatan.
Yes.
And don't pay any attention to the fact that it started as early as the Republican nomination, and they were trying to manipulate delegates into not voting for Mr. Trump. Forget about the ads that the
he's a Russian operative
that encouraged the Electoral College to overturn the will of the American people. And forget all of it. Forget all of it. It's because of this phone call.
That right there is a camel.
No,
it's a camel.
What's being done to it?
I don't know. What's that coming out? I'll try another one here. We had this one on the air as part of the grab bag not too long ago. What is this? What's that sound?
You don't want to hear that in the middle
What's
of the night.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood.
It's scary.
What's that sound coming out of the hole?
Dave,
in the
here's
wood.
What I want you to say. I should have never come here.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
God, that's spooky.
What is that? What is that? What are you? No, that is not a beluga whale. It's not. What's that sound?
It's not Dave's ex, is it?
Yeah. It could be. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Lawrence again.
Lawrence, you already had a try at this.
Oh, come on. I love you guys.
All right. Go ahead. Speed dial Larry.
You got me.
Yeah. No, what is it?
Is that a whale?
No. He just said it was a beluga whale. It's wrong. What's that sound?
You sure it's not somebody's ex?
No.
Yeah,
could
man.
Be. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this? I'm not playing that game. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh.
Josh, what's that sound?
Is it an elk?
No, but you're close. What Dave, what are you? It's not an aardvark. You say what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Scott.
Scott. Sure, what are you up to, Scott? What are you just hanging out?
Yeah, I've been just hanging out.
Yeah, all right, what is it?
Is it a frog?
No, no. I'll take one more call or two more calls. We'll
you
see.
Hear that sound, man. I'm heading for the hills. That's a banshee is what that is.
What is this?
God, I hate that.
What is that? What is that? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. What's that sound? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Sam, Cody from Naples.
Who?
Cody from Naples.
What is the sound?
That is a very distressed doe.
I'm going to give it to you. That's a spotted deer.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
What would you like?
You know, guys, I've been listening to you for so long. I don't need the prize. I've just been trying to get through to you for years.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, you don't want a prize. You don't take a prize. You just cost somebody a prize.
Hope you feel good about yourself.
Yep, hope you feel good.
Do gooder.
Yeah, because we go move to the next one, and a prize gets left hanging there. So
somebody else will get it.
Yep. What's that sound coming out? Okay, we got another one. Sound coming out of the hole. Okay, what is this? What? I'll tell you, it's an animal.
What the?
What's that sound? You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Oh. I say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. I'm going to tell you right now, it's on four legs, okay? Four legs.
Four-legged
freak. It's not of the avian variety, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
It's four legs.
A four-legged freak.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Lawrence again. And
No. You're done, Lawrence.
How is that guy getting through every time?
Ahoy, who's this?
Just Randall.
Hey, Randall.
He's got to be a hacker or something.
What's that sound?
It must be delayed.
Yeah, turn your radio down and listen to me on the phone.
You got it.
Yeah. What's that sound? Jeez.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Wow. Brilliant. Ahoy.
Hi, it's Lawrence.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, turn your radio down for me, will you, brah? Broheim.
Bro, dude, man.
Yeah, come on, bro. What sound is that?
Is that a bobcat?
Not a bobcat. No, I'm going to move to another one. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that's?
Alligator?
No, this sound right here.
Sounds like riveting.
It's a llama. It's a llama.
Filthy animal.
Well, yeah, filthy. They spit at you.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Dave spits back.
All right, I got one more for you. I got one more. This should be a no-brainer. Okay? What's that sound?
That deer was freaky.
Coming out of the hole in the wood. Okay, here we go. This is the last one, Dave. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Say, what's that sound?
That's Kanye.
Good guess. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Hey, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Hole in the wood. Dave, any guess on that one? 277-9600. No, it is not
you
a
keep
it's
guessing
not,
parrot.
That's like the
everything.
Third time you guess parrot. What's that sound? What is that? What is that sound? No. Ahoy, who's this?
Al.
Who?
Al.
Al? Al, what's that sound?
It's a rhino.
Sexy rhino.
No. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Don't hang up on me. It's Lawrence again.
How do you get through? How do you get through? And what are you, seriously, are you at work? Are you on your free time? What are you doing, Lawrence?
I'm driving, sir.
Okay. What? Last chance. This is the last time I'm going to let you on.
What is it? It's a frog. It's a frog.
It's not a frog. Damn it. Jeez. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole.
Don't hang
in the
up,
wood.
It's Lawrence.
Give you two more tries at it here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing well, Ann. Can you guess the sound?
I'm just going to say dove.
It's not a dove.
One
more. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Lawrence.
No, you're no. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this? Can I have your name? Jeez.
What is going
on? You're not too good at this, are you?
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie again.
Carrie?
Yep.
Hi, Carrie. What is it?
Thinking maybe a pig.
No. I'll give everybody the answer. It's the champ, Mike Tyson.
Oh, it's him imitating a dove.
Yes. Ah. It's the champ.
Damn.
You wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Never.
And it's Mike Tyson imitating a pigeon. Because he used to raise pigeons, and they would go up to Mike Tyson. What's the sound of a pigeon make?
Yeah, I hear it now.
Okay, you sure do. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I hope it's not.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Where are you going? Hey, Mama. Where you going?
Hope you're not going very far.
I hope you're not going
very far. What's that sound?
Who's what's that sound?
out of the hole in the roof.
Who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. We'll get you updated on news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails in less than 25 minutes, hopefully. We will jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, we're going to look at the top five hits that were on the Billboard charts this very week. We'll tell you what year when we get to it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. Yeah, that's where you go bust up stuff and not get in trouble. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. Check them out, amrageroom.com. All right, Rob just handed me the latest traffic update. Nothing of note at this moment in time. Now, I'm quite sure there's something going on, but we don't know about it. And if and when something happens, we will let you know. So, as of now, all clear, at least on our end, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines right in front of him. I can't even do that.
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Stan, when someone says to you,
yeah,
what'll you have? What do you say?
I'll have a Schlitz.
No, you don't.
What do I say? That's what popped into my head.
Cool, rich flavor.
Cool, rich flavor.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Okay, yes, I think that's right. What'll you have? Oh, yeah, that is. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yep.
Yep. What about Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, they understand their customers. You see, when one drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon, we appreciate the quality, but what we like is quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And for some folks, your so-called weekender just isn't good enough.
I saw this. It's amazing.
You know, at first a weekender referred to a case of beer. That's 24.
Yeah.
Then they upped the weekender to 36.
Right.
And it's still not enough. Pabst Blue Ribbon gets it, because they are now selling a 99-pack of beer.
I saw it. Takes two people to carry.
Yep. Tired of running to the store all the time? Here you go.
Yep, no worries.
A bar gives women free drinks based on their weight. Fatter the better. Boy, here's one that'll make the twins, crawl up and hide. A man nearly died after swimming in a lake in Africa where a parasite crawled into his junk and laid eggs.
Oh! It happens. It happens.
And finally, this is funny because I was just talking to a guy from Balmer over the weekend.
Yeah. Good guy. New listener to the show, too.
And that's where this story comes from. And according to the residents of Balmer I talked to, not surprising it would happen there. Reverse bank robbery. A customer made a large withdrawal, and the bank teller robbed him.
Whoa!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter, it's very important to us. We try to bring you a little bit every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Yes, it is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Mickey Mouse tweets.
Top Mickey Mouse tweets.
When is Donald Duck getting his Me Too moment? Hashtag Me Too, hashtag no pants. Why can't women turn me down? Simple. Because I slipped them a Mickey.
Ah.
Hashtag mouse humor.
Ah. I get that. I get it.
Damn. Had another one of those awful nightmares involving the Orkin man.
Look at this out.
Yo, Pixar, I got your Woody right here.
Oh, my God. No.
I know in the past I've said that Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth.
Yeah.
But in fairness, that was before I visited the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Ah.
By the way,
yeah.
I was the first to utter the phrase, I don't give a rat's ass.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
To celebrate my birthday,
uh-huh.
I want to hear from you. What you like about Disney, what you don't like, and how we can make things better together. Just kidding. You'll get what I give you, and you'll like it, a-hole.
Yep.
Dick.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Come down later for moose soup.
Oh, this cold weather? Absolutely.
Oh, I could go for some moose soup right now.
Yep.
Eat bread and dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
I'm glad our nice lady showed up, and that mean lady isn't anywhere to be found.
Yeah. No, she doesn't have that.
We'll
got it.
And
I don't know where it is. I got this. I'll find it.
Okay.
Sometime before we.
No, you know.
Bro, I'm so sorry.
Man. I know. Yep,
swing and a miss.
Ah, shuck it, duck it.
Top Mickey Mouse, please. Yeah. You know, we've gone through like 12 different Plutos over the years, right? And finally, the very top Mickey Mouse tweet.
Yes.
Oh. You'd rather watch SpongeBob, would you?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. You enjoy. Don't worry. In 3 years, I'll own his ass, too.
Yep. And it's so-
no. Thank you.
And that, my friend, is
fine. Has left the building. All right, email.
Does the email work? Or
yes.
Are we still days
old?
Oh,
it's working just fine.
But not for any reason. It just started working again.
Yeah, and everything's coming in. I'm going to start with this. I have to highly edit it. And it's disgusting. It's from Scatter. I just wanted to say what an honor and privilege it was to once again hang out with Matt Mangus. And this time with name removed. That little cutie. Pour some blank on me, please, using her name again.
He's going to get himself banned.
Well, he's already close. I also wanted to say it will probably be the last time that I hang out with Matt Mangus on a Friday. I had a few drinks and had to use the restroom, so I went to handle that matter. And then there was this little hot thing with long hair and a skirt and a purse drinking a White Claw at the bar. Here's where it gets... I walked up behind it, and I said to it, "I'm sure that you are glad that I have finally arrived. Neither of us have to be alone again now." The thing turned around and it had facial hair. It was either a person in drag or it was transitioning. And it said to me that I looked like the guy from the Titanic movie. I said, "Yes, I have heard that 4 times in the last 2 years.
He's counting.
And then said, "What a mistake." And then I said, "What a mistake I clearly made. I honestly don't know what to call those weird people with gender issues living in the wrong body." The thing got up and started chasing me around inside and outside of the establishment. I was sprinting, but not fast enough to get away from it in heels. So I turned around and stuck my fist out, and it ran into it. Began shouting hate crime. "I'm probably facing a heap of trouble now. I may need to hire your attorney. I will keep you posted. Idiot."
Now, did that happen, or was that just an episode he had?
Could be in his own mind. Don't know. This is from Chris in Fort Myers. "Hey guys, Chris here. I just gotta say, I love the show, and Stan is absolutely right. Popeye's chicken sandwich is amazing. Went to Popeye's on Palm Beach Boulevard, no line. I loved it." Rob, you gotta admit, though, that's a good sandwich.
I don't understand at all.
It's a good sandwich, isn't it?
Best sandwich ever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. It's a decent chicken sandwich.
I had a buddy of mine call me up on Sunday. Hey, Stan, what
you doing? This is a sickness.
"Hey, Stan, what you doing?" "Nothing. I was over at the phone store." I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I got the whole family in the car. How good is that Popeye's chicken? We're on our way over
now." Crying out loud.
True story. This is from Kathy.
"I don't know what they put in it, man.
It's effing good. Hi, guys, it's Kathy from the Cape. Thank you for reading my email the other day. I heard you on the way to Matt Lachey on Friday evening. How fun. Hey, did you guys catch any of the impeachment hearing on Friday? Shifty Schiff, what an a-hole. I just want to slap those buggy eyes right out of his head. He's ridiculous."
I wonder if he knows that people look at him and they just recoil at just the look of him.
By the way, anything from Meg? Sign Kathy.
Yeah, how is Meg?
Well, here we go.
Meg, she all right?
Well, let's find out. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I just wanted to let you guys know I renewed my insurance and my premiums didn't increase. I'm hearing that a lot. It's pretty cold up here in Alabama. Tuesday it was 20 degrees. Yep, it stinks all right. So let's get this straight. President Trump is being impeached for the stock market being at an all-time high, unemployment at an all-time low, and yet Hillary is still walking around in her fat cankles, fattening up for the airwaves. Yep. What happened to arresting her on election night? Did they not find a pen big enough to throw her in? Sign Meg. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, here we go again. Another week of the left's accusations, which is nothing but hearsay and lies. And like most people, I'm sick and tired of it. Last night, I saw Mark Levin, and he was talking to Devin Nunes. It was very interesting. He talked about how this impeachment is not the way that it all is supposed to work. There have been huge mistakes along the way by Pelosi and, of course, the liar Schiff. Now, what gets me is there are many Democratic congressmen who strongly disagree with Shifty Schiff, but they are afraid to speak out. You're darn right he is. He's like McCarthy was in the 50s. The whole process is nothing more than an attempt to have a takeover of the government. So much crap. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. Wayback Machine, when we come back, we'll tell you where we're going. Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Vicodin, Percocet, OxyContin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in less than 30 minutes. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nobody at traffic control, so I don't have an update for you. What I will update is a lot of you already know that you can go to many different platforms, including the K-Rock website, and listen to our podcasts. Every show is up there, various ways to download the show. The other thing that we have are the Stan and Haney interviews. Our current interview up right now that you can listen to, our interview with the late, great broadcaster and NFL star Pat Summerall, when we had Pat Summerall join us on the show. An amazing guy.
One of the greats.
And some of the amazing stories. In the coming weeks, they're in the pipeline now. They've already been delivered. They're just going to be posted up in the coming weeks. Our interview with Julia Child, the legendary French chef, and
that was one for the ages.
Yep. And our last interview, Haney and I did with our old pal Smokin' Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight champ. He joined us a few years before he passed away, and it was on the anniversary of his first fight with Muhammad Ali. And he was amazingly sharp that day and remembers a lot from that day in March 1971 when they had the fight of the century and some inside stuff of when the two of them were in the ring. And those are on the way. It's the Stan and Haney interview podcast, so look for that as well. Right now, and Pat Summerall up there.
And you said you saw the Sonny Liston documentary,
yep.
And how long's he been dead now?
Since 1971.
And they're still doing hatchet jobs on the
man. Yeah, hatchet jobs. And, of course, there again, the few of the experts putting today's morals on what was going on back in the 60s and 70s, and it's ridiculous. There's HBO did a much better documentary on him about 6 or 7 years ago that I highly recommend. Well, it's that time. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're going to look at the top five hits for this very week. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number five.
The Captain and Tennille. Hit makers in 75, one right after the other.
I never wanted to touch him.
She's lying to him.
She's lying.
The way that I
She never loved him.
Never. She left him.
When he needed her most.
Yep. I never wanted to love a man the way that I want to love you.
Maya.
You are sunshine. You are shadow, a shadow. You are morning, you are night.
You are light.
You are hard times. You are darkness, you are light. I never wanted.
What was that keyboard he played?
He had multiple ones, different levels of keyboards.
Like a Moog.
Yeah, a Moog.
I never wanted.
I think it was a Moog.
I never wanted to live with a man the way that I want to live with you. You are sunshine. You are shadow.
All right, Tony Tennille. I'd like to listen to more, but I'm not.
You are hard times.
This song, performed by a gay man, is probably not played very much on the radio anymore.
No.
It was a huge hit.
Everybody loved it. But by today's standards, it should never air.
No. Elton John.
But we like it.
Island Girl. Huge hit. But inappropriate.
Stan and Haney difference.
White man's world.
Rich would kick you out of the band for that one.
Play that too much, you'll knock a tooth out. Flush to the gum.
Black as coal and burns like fire.
Yeah. Inappropriate.
Like a well-worn tire. What's wrong with this?
Take you.
this may be a Moog we're about to hear.
Yeah, it might be.
Is it a Moog or a Moog?
It might be a Moog. That's a Moog. But they loved the Moog back then. Named after the man himself.
Moog.
Moog. Tell that to Elton John, who got a platinum record and millions of dollars. He ain't giving it back.
He'll just blame it on Bernie.
Yeah, that's topping lyric. You know what? It might not be Bernie topping lyric.
Who, J.B. Johnstone?
It might not be. This was at the time when he was working with some other writers. Now, I'm not 100%. It could very well be Bernie Taupin, but it might be somebody else. They were known as Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And
one of my favorite songs.
For the 70s, the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli's there. This is their second wave of popularity.
When they got all modern.
Yup. Disco. Went from doo-wop to disco.
Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's gonna love your mama?
That's inappropriate.
Yup.
No way to speak to a woman.
When the tears are in your eyes and you can't find the way, it's hard to make believe you're happy when you're gray. Baby, when you're feeling like you'll never see the morning light.
That was all building tension.
Oh, it is.
Baby, baby, baby.
That's Four Seasons, number three this week in 75, coming in at number two.
I think this song might be about a Boyd.
Could be about a Boyd. It's the Silver Convention. About a Robin Boyd.
Tyson would fit right into this. You still got that Tyson clip?
I do.
It fit right in with this song. Now you got it.
One song in the land this very week in 1975. Well, he's still out there playing. Woo! Still out there doing it.
I bought the 45, my friend.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Went to the drugstore and picked this up the day it came out. Ah, that's what we like, baby.
Uh-huh.
Bam, 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 bam. A lot going on.
A whole lot. Bam! Big, beautiful, and brassy.
There you go.
coming up next. Stan and Haney here. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up here in just a second. Rob Show will take things over at 6 o'clock into your Monday evening. No traffic, so don't even bother.
Yeah, no problem.
No traffic. Whoever it is.
There's just, no issues.
They decided to take the day off.
Yeah, so therefore it didn't happen. We didn't see it.
If we didn't see it and we're not told about it, we
everything's
don't know.
Smooth.
Yeah. 96K Rock wants to pay your rent or mortgage for a full year.
What?
That's right. You're home free for a year. Oh, I'm reading this along with you.
That would be nice. Why weren't we offered this?
We're employees. that would be a nice perk.
I see Rob over there laughing.
Yeah, would have helped him out a lot.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sign up to win now at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. One national prize will be awarded of $15,000 to cover your rent or mortgage for the calendar year of 2020. Get all the details on 96krock.com or on the 96krock mobile app. Simple as that. Sign up. You can't win if you don't play. Where have I heard that before? Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, November 18th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone in this room that doubts the brilliance of Nicolas Cage.
What?
True American hero, the greatest living actor.
He thinks so.
He was offered the role of Shrek, but he turned it down because he didn't want to be typecast.
Would have helped.
He thought it would make kids frightened of him, that they would think he was an ogre.
He's part of that Coppola family. We've said this before. We had his brother on the show. He goes by Coppola. That's Nicolas Cage's real last name.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on, and he sounds exactly like Nicolas Cage. And we said, you're almost spot on to your brother's voice. He goes, yep. And he said, I do the overdubbing on a lot of his films, that they have to go into the studio to link up the voice on the film, and they might have to have the microphones might have been wrong or something wasn't right, and he's not about to go back into production and voice over his work.
Because he's Nick Cage. Because
he's Nick Cage. His brother would go and do the voiceover work for a lot of his films because he sounded exactly the same.
You see, that's a good gig. And believe it or not, he's got a new movie that he's working on. And as they say, he's the only one that could pull it off. Nicolas Cage is taking on the role of a lifetime.
What is it?
And he is the only one that could do it.
What?
Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage.
What? He's doing a movie about himself?
Cage will be portraying an actor named Nicolas Cage in the film The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
You're joking.
According to the story posted Friday by The Hollywood Reporter, Nicolas Cage is going to play a character who was an actor named Nicolas Cage. And in the film, Nicolas Cage, as portrayed by Nicolas Cage, Nicolas Cage is desperate to get a role in a new Quentin Tarantino movie while also dealing with a strained relationship with his teenage daughter.
That's heavy stuff right there. That's you know, you better brace yourself when you go into the cinemas for that.
Okay, if you think you've gone down the rabbit hole now.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, playing the actor Nicolas Cage, will confront a version of Nicolas Cage from the 1990s. So Nicolas Cage will be confronting himself, all of them played by Nicolas Cage.
He's really stretching. What, has Hollywood forgotten him?
He confronts an egotistical 1990s version of himself.
You're joking.
No, who berates him for making too many crappy movies and not being a movie star anymore. Yeah,
they all can't be national treasure.
And because Nicolas Cage is the only man, and by the way, I guess he gets hired to go to a Mexican millionaire's birthday party.
Yeah.
But it turns out this guy's an international drug kingpin, and Nicolas Cage is recruited by the CIA to infiltrate.
Oh, man, right up his alley.
Yep. And because...
it's a role almost designed for him.
Nicolas Cage is the only person that can play this role. Word is, it's the first time since Con Air and National Treasure that Nicolas Cage will be making the kind of bank that Nicolas Cage made in the 90s. Because who else can do it?
Yeah.
The answer is no one.
Yeah.
There's only one Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Unless something needs to be overdubbed, and then you can get his brother.
Yeah. Like the guy just texted when they have to do the made-for-TV, where they put the movie on TV and they got to take out the cuss words and all that. Mm-hmm. They get his brother to say the arable word.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I know this. Because we heard it years ago, but for some of the younger folks listening, they may not know this. And for them, it might be a bit mind-blowing.
What?
When I say Indiana Jones, you immediately picture Harrison Ford.
Yep.
And it worked out well.
Sure did.
But George Lucas... his first choice was not Harrison Ford. George Lucas pictured one man and one man only for the role of Indiana Jones, and that was Tom Selleck.
Huh. He would have been a good Indiana Jones.
And Tom Selleck wanted to be Indiana Jones, but guess what? The people over at Magnum PI said, no way.
Yeah.
You work for us.
Yeah.
You don't have time to do that.
That was the same thing with Pierce Brosnan and Remington Steele. He would have been James Bond a lot sooner than he was, but he couldn't take the role because he was doing that TV show Remington Steele.
And you know how Tom Selleck reacted to that?
What, about Magnum P.I.?
And not being Indiana Jones?
What did he do?
Well, his little voice was telling him this is a big mistake.
Yep. I don't know.
And then TC could have choppered him right to Hollywood.
Right there. Who knows what Higgins would have done. That was Magnum P.I.
Higgins would have read the script and said to Magnum, you realize there is nothing historically accurate about this at all.
If Tom Selleck got out of his Magnum P.I. contract, did Indiana Jones, and it bombed, and his show Magnum P.I. was canceled, I think you did the best thing sticking with that Magnum. How many guys can say that they worked with Frank Sinatra?
Now?
No, he's dead now. Frank Sinatra loved Magnum P.I. so much that he asked for a role in that TV series, and I think he did a two-parter with Tom Selleck and Magnum P.I. Frank Sinatra, actor, on Magnum PI.
Really?
Yes.
I don't
he was a
that.
Huge fan, and I don't know what season it was, but Frank Sinatra was on there, and they also had to make a tie-in because everybody knew the show was being filmed in Hawaii in the 80s, and Tom Selleck would often make references to McGarrett at 5-0. But he did, there, hey, right there, right there. There's him, Sinatra. Look at him, still playing a tough guy. Yeah. I think it was a two-parter.
Because Frank wanted to.
I think Sinatra was like an ex-detective or, I don't know, something.
Did he work with McGarrett, too?
Who, Sinatra?
Yeah.
No. I don't believe they...
So, in the Magnum universe, yeah, McGarrett exists, but
yes.
Sinatra never worked with him.
No. Is that like a promo for the show?
Yeah, it's a promo from the... It says mid-80s promo clip.
Yeah, let me put that on where they mentioned working with Sinatra. Roll them.
This Wednesday, it's a special two-hour Magnum. And next Wednesday...
What do you want?
I want the truth.
Frank Sinatra... Guest stars.
So far, you're on a lousy investigation.
Yeah. This Wednesday on The Equalizer.
Could you help me?
Yeah, here. See, Sinatra worked with him.
Boy. Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, man. Me too.
You know, but at that time, we were both very busy with other things.
We were very busy.
Yep.
TV wasn't at top of our list.
Nope. We were too busy outdoing things that we would later regret.
Yep. It's true.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District and Estero at Coconut Point are kicking off this holiday season with three spectacular days of diamond savings. This weekend only, view the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds priced competitively with the most aggressive places in the world. And take advantage of 3 years interest-free financing. You'll also save big on the largest selection of fashionable diamond jewelry. 5-carat total diamond weight bracelets, $29.99. 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings, $8.99. If you're in the market for a diamond and you're thinking about where to find your best deal, it's not down in the islands and it's not on the internet. It's with Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds, lowest prices in the world, and 3 years interest-free financing. Your best diamond buying experience is during Diamond Days this weekend at the Diamond District. 3 years interest-free financing based on approved credit and no other discounts or offers can be combined.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, Haney, I just got a text. Our favorite gal, Stella. Little Stella's listening to us.
Hi, Stella.
How are you, Stella?
Your dad called us the other day and told you you're doing good.
Yep.
You're a very good girl.
And we're very proud of you.
You see, now I feel bad because I'm about to do stories that probably aren't the best for Stella.
Yeah, might need to cover Stella's ears up.
You know, originally, the beer companies got together and said, you know what? Some of our customers feel that a six-pack just doesn't cut the mustard anymore.
Yep, they want more.
And at that point, they introduced the 12-pack.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you would think that would be followed by the 18-pack, but it wasn't. It was followed by what became known as the Weekender, a case of beer, which would be 24. Then some of them said, whoa, 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 24 is too much for some people, but they want more than 12. Thus, the 18-pack.
Then the 18-pack came out. Yes, you're right.
Came after the 24-pack.
Correct.
Then other companies realized that not only did some customers want less than 24, some customers felt 24 wasn't enough. That became what's now known as the Weekender, a 36-pack.
Right, little beersty.
What Pabst Blue Ribbon has done, it has been very carefully managed to this point, all the way up to the 36-pack. Pabst Blue Ribbon has recklessly ignored past convention and the mathematical formula that led to the 36-pack. They have gone all the way to selling 99 packs of beer.
Or 99 cans of beer on the wall.
It's what the good folks at Pabst Blue Ribbon call the family pack.
Yep. Look at that.
It comes in a long, narrow box.
For easy distribution of the cans. It's not fridge-friendly.
Looks to be several feet long, and you probably need a couple of people to even carry it.
Oh, I saw a picture of two guys carrying one out. You need two people. You got to be careful with that.
Now, you might wonder, well, okay. That's a good quantity of beer.
Yeah.
But does it make sense for me economically?
Yeah, I wonder how much that costs.
$175.
For some, they'll bypass rent, gas in the car, money in their pot. They'll take that.
Now, at $175.
Look at two people carrying it.
That works out to $1.76 per beer.
Ho, 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 ho.
If you were to buy multiple 30 packs of PBR,
yeah,
a 30-pack of PBR will set you back $20. Those cans are a mere 67 cents each.
Oh.
But you don't get the prestige.
And that big thing.
You know, you come into the party, you and your buddy with that, you're going to make an entrance.
And you're going to make your wife a whole lot happier when you're three sheets to the wind on a Sunday afternoon saying you're going to go out for more beer.
You need anything?
You make the police and your fellow citizens happier, too.
So it's up to you. Normally, when you buy in bulk, you get a break.
Yeah, but this case, you're paying a premium.
You're paying a premium for the prestige.
Yeah, for the prestige and bringing that one home.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing you walk in with and you think you're going to get a great reaction, but the only reaction you get is, seriously?
Yeah. I'd think right off the bat, what an idiot.
I bet Dave thinks it's a good idea.
Dave probably thinks it's the coolest thing in the world.
Well, I think I can safely add swimming in a lake in Africa to a list of things I'll never do.
Oh, you talked about this in the headlines. We've heard stories like this before, and it is 100% real and sick.
There's a 32-year-old gent named James Michael from London. And back in August, he and some a-hole buddies went to Malawi in Africa, and they all thought what a great idea it would be, because how can you say that you went to Malawi and you didn't swim in Lake Malawi?
Yeah, got to take a dip.
So they all threw caution to the wind and went for a swim in Lake Malawi.
Yeah, one of them was even doing the backstroke out there.
Unbeknownst to them, as they were frolicking in the water.
Right. I think someone threw a few tubes out there, too. A few noodles.
Mm-hmm. As they were frolicking about in the water, a parasitic worm managed to enter James's body through his genitalia, where the worm deposited eggs inside of him. James was none the wiser.
No, at first, you're not.
Until almost a year later, when he began losing all feeling in his legs and having severe spinal issues.
What, were they hatching?
Yes, they were, weren't they?
And he suffered for quite some time before doctors were able to figure out what was causing this. But yes.
He was the host.
Uh-huh. Now there's good news and bad news.
All right,
here.
What's the good news?
Well, fortunately, they were able to feed him some medication that killed the worms.
Good, good, good. What's bad news?
I'm continuing with the good news.
Oh, there's more good news?
If the doctors hadn't figured it out,
yeah,
he would definitely be dead.
Oh, I bet.
What's bad, unfortunately.
Bad news? See, bad news.
There will be long, long-lasting side effects. He said the doctors very gently informed him there is only about a 30% chance he'll make a full recovery. A 30% chance for a full recovery. That's if all goes well for the next 10 years. So his 30% chance that he'll make a full recovery,
yeah,
that 30% chance doesn't even kick in until 10 years have passed.
Right. And there's
stuck with it for now.
And there's a 70% chance you're done. I'd show the picture to Haney of him all... There you go.
That's from steroids.
What the hell?
So this is and that didn't cause concern?
Yeah, is it like, geez. What? Yeah, what do you know?
That's from steroids for the medication to treat it. So this is after.
Oh!
These are the side effects of the medicine.
That means that's all worms.
Yeah. They're living in them.
And so for the next 10 years, his body is going to be trying to dispose of these worms.
Yeah. Change the sheets every night.
Yeah. The medication killed them.
Yeah.
But they don't just go away on their own.
No, they got to be flushed out. That's so horrible.
So if you make it 10 years, there's a 30% chance you'll recover.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Over the weekend, Stan, you and I had the pleasure of making the acquaintance of a lovely couple from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
And in a nutshell, what they told us is everything you've heard about Baltimore is true.
Yep.
And stories like this, well, they don't help good old Balmer's rep much. There is a 19-year-old gentleman named Nathan Newell. He hails from Bel Air, Maryland, and he is a bank teller at a Freedom Federal Credit Union branch.
Member FDIC.
Nathan was working. No, it's a credit union. They aren't members
they're
FDIC.
They're not FDIC?
No, I think it's FSLIC.
Ah, but it's insured.
Somewhat, yeah. But it's a different agency. Nathan was working at the credit union last Monday when a 78-year-old gent came in and made a rather large withdrawal. Nathan definitely noticed. So that night, Nathan, the teller, went to the gentleman's home, forced his way in, physically attacked the gentleman, and robbed him. He ran off when the man's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled out a gun and threatened to call the police. The police, to their credit, put all the pieces together, and they arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later. He's there working as a teller like nothing's gone wrong. He has been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion. Evidently, idiocy on its own is not considered a crime.
Look at this loser. Look at that. He all written all over him. Loser.
Why am I thinking sledgehammer to the ear?
Oh, yeah.
For this guy.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Monday, November 18th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason
what
and Todd.
A beauty.
Real beauty. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock for your drive home. We'd like to have traffic for you, but we don't.
Yeah, so as far as we know, everything's fine. If you're stuck in traffic, we apologize,
Yeah, we're going to be going home, and we'll find out if there's any traffic out there.
Yeah, we'll find out the hard way, just like you.
Yep, let's laugh!
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm on Twitter because I'm a narcissist who clearly needs the attention of total strangers. Yes, if you too suffer from hey, look at me disease, Twitter is the place for you. I have over 300,000 followers and no clue what that means. I don't, but I've made Kool-Aid and I plan to kill them all. Just to teach them a lesson. Don't follow strangers. 300,000 followers, and I don't really think I know what I'm doing. I don't think I'm doing it right. Like, I'll start my day with that many followers, and I'll tweet something like, I think I'm going to make a sandwich. And 20 people will reply, what kind of sandwich? So, Anna, I got that. It's important to be connected with your fans. Then later in the day, I'll tweet what kind of sandwich I made, and two people go, mmm. I don't know if you can see what I did there, but I started my day with over 250,000 people in the palm of my hand and reduced them to two.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. This is evidently a true story. Over the weekend, Dave came up, we were all hanging out, Haney and Dave, and Dave came out all flustered and said that, well, somebody did something.
Somebody touched him.
Dave, take us into a drinking establishment.
Yeah. I guess at one point, Dave was nude, and this guy tried to take advantage of him.
And try to reach around.
Yeah.
In the men's room, you were nude because when Dave goes to the urinal, he
fully undressed.
He drops his pants.
Fully undressed.
You know how like a little toddler who's learning to use a urinal, Dave will go and unzip his whole pants.
Just drop trowel straight to the floor.
And apparently that was signaling to another gentleman that he wanted.
Gives guys the wrong idea sometimes.
Take us there, Dave.
Take you back, huh?
So you're there with your pant around your ankles.
Yeah. You know, holding on to my junk, standing at the urinal.
Because you had to go.
Yeah, I had to go, you know, and standing there and hear the door close behind me, and the next thing I know, I feel a nice, just full hand cup smack on the butt, man.
Was it a smack or a cup?
It was a cup. It was a cup. It was like a smack.
Like a violent
like
cup.
Like a smack, and then a...
Here, come on over here. This is a cup.
An upper grab.
Feel that?
It's like a smack. Yes.
Look at Stan's ass and act it out on that.
Come over.
Grab my ass.
No, that's all right,
dude. Come here. Show me what...
Come on. We need to know what happened.
Let's visualize. My pant.
And then Stan can tell you what it felt like.
Yeah, it was the right cheek.
How'd it go?
Right cheek.
And how'd it go?
Right here.
It was like he did that?
Said, yeah, like one of those.
He, what a, really?
What just, would you call like that, Stan? He looked a lot less aggressive than, because, than he portrayed it before.
That was a grab and a chew. Here's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, go ahead. Grab Dave's ass, here, Stan.
Grab my ass.
Here's what I thought you meant.
All right, here.
This is what I thought you meant.
All right.
That's what I thought you meant.
No way like that, man.
How long you wanted to do that?
A long time.
How many years?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That
was, that's what we call in the business a stinger.
Why? I got it.
But I was violated.
Did you say anything?
This show turns into the Three Stooges more and more every day. So that's what he did to you. Here, let me try.
So what did you say to him?
I looked over and I said, excuse me. I said,
excuse me?
Yeah, I said, excuse me.
I have another?
No, I was like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, I just want to, you know, what's going on out there? There's just a lot of...
Then he started talking about people's fingers and...
Yeah, he goes, what's going on out there?
How he lost three fingers where?
There's just a lot of black shirts and long hair rockers hanging out at the
two in the
club. And I'm like, yeah, man, we got a show going on across the street tonight, you know, and... He's like, yeah, I noticed the one guy, his fingers were kind of lengthy. Is that guy a drummer? I said, no, man, that guy, he plays bass. He's like, okay. Kind of a wild
crowd. So you went and had a whole conversation.
He's talking to me
with
while
the,
I, but as, he's, soon, as soon as
look,
he...
with the harasser.
He's already urinating. He can't cut it off midstream.
Oh, no, I did. I shut down.
How do you do that?
It was rough.
I can't do that.
It burned, man. You know? It was like screeching tires, man. You know?
Only women do that.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, what's up? And the guy proceeds to want to have a conversation.
So you just stood there with your junk out, not even urinating, and waited for him to finish.
Right. And then at one point, I'm standing there.
With your pants down at your ankles.
Right. And he's right here on my right side. Yeah. And he tends to do the old little footstep forward and look down into the urinal. He's trying to look at my junk, man.
Sneak a peek.
Take a little look-see.
Well, why didn't you press charges?
Yeah, why didn't you do something about it?
What am I, dude, look.
This is the days of Me Too.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Did you make plans with him later on that night?
Not very funny, bro. No, man. I said,
so what got him to go away? Did you have to threaten him with karate?
No, I backed up. I sort of, you know, I'm putting my junk away. I'm like, all right, can't you see? I'm just leave me alone.
This is obviously a predator.
Did you do the Shotokan stance with your legs really wide open?
I stepped back and I started waving my hand in front of the toilet to make the damn thing work. So he knows that I'm done. I'm getting out of there.
You know, so you're waving your hand in front of the toilet.
I'm like, flush.
That's the international sign for, you know.
So he said, check it out. So then the guy, finally, I go over, start washing my hands. The guy, he goes and he leaves. And I sat there and I'm standing.
Wait a second. After all that, he just gave up?
Yeah, I didn't give in, man. So
boy, you're a
out.
Real ice queen, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't you?
Get him all hot and bothered like that.
I can't help it. Look at me, boys.
Damn ice queen right there.
What did he want with you?
He wanted to talk about why all these rockers have invaded his country club, I guess, man.
Now, do you think it was sexual, or do you think he was trying to intimidate you?
No, I think he was completely mid-afternoon loaded. And just
Did he have to be for it to be a good idea to grab a man's ass while he's in midstream?
I don't know. Maybe he's one of those good sport type of guys, I guess.
Good sport.
You know, hey, good sport.
So that's how you took it, was good sport.
Well, I'm trying to take
good job,
it.
Sport.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense, Dave.
Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.